What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading, and thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. Oh, Ket.
Yep.
He's going to put his gambling skills to the test this week. I wonder how that will play out. I guess we should ask Rodrigo.
Poorly.
Oh, I shouldn't have asked Rodrigo. I should have asked Brian. Brian, how's the gambling going to do?
Wonderfully.
Let me roll and find out.
Oh, no.
You can get another assistant, right?
Oh, certainly not.
But it won't be the same.
Oh.
All right, Rodrigo, take us down the path.
Right. So, it is a smoky den of vice. There is a table, and some people are sitting at it. This is a bar in the middle of New Mauacau, and Ket has sat down to play a game with a gambler named Ulatl, who has something the party wants. Last time.
On Critical Hit.
They bet Randus's assistant.
No!
This was a well-thought-out decision.
You know, it was really the only thing that could have happened. From the second we walked into this bar, we were doomed to put our crabs on the table. What?
Bit of a stretch.
It's true.
No, I agree.
Oh, let him have it. So, yes. This young lady... is betting a mysterious rune that will help these guys infiltrate the Salamander's Coil. The counter offer is the assistant, and she pulls out a deck and hands it to Ket for him to inspect.
Take a look through it, make sure everything's there.
Yep, there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it.
Top card says, I prepared exploding runes today.
Yep.
Shuffle it once, hand it back.
Okay. She says, do you want to just... take the top cards until we have a full hand. That way we eliminate the whole dealer thing.
Oh. Sure.
Okay. So she takes a card.
Take a card.
Okay. You guys do that until you have a hand.
All right.
So basically the game tends to strongly favor whoever goes first, which you guys can determine. It essentially puts the other player on the defensive, which isn't necessarily a bad thing if you are good at playing defensively. So you guys will actually flip a coin. So why don't you pick one or two?
Two.
Yay! All right.
You can go first or essentially defer.
Go first.
Okay, that'll put you on the bluff.
Oh.
Not that.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
So the first round starts, and probably to the majority of you, it seems like a pretty simple game. But already it's clear that these guys have a lot of calculations going in their head. At the end of the first round, I'll need a bluff check from Kat.
Approximately how many rounds are there going to be?
There are going to be three. Basically, you're going to bluff and she's going to insight. Then she's going to bluff and you're going to insight. And then at the end, you're both going to insight.
So this is the only time I'm going to bluff?
This is the only time you're going to bluff.
Beguiling tongue.
Okay.
Beguiling sheep.
33.
Nice.
Okay. Whoa.
A 34.
Oh.
That's not good.
And the universe eats.
So cards are flipped over and shown. And she takes the round. And then I will make a roll. You want to give me a quick Arcana check there, Kat?
Arcana?
Yep.
All right. What is my Arcana? 36.
Okay. So, second round. She is going to bluff, and you are going to insight.
Okay. Do you want me to roll first or her to roll first?
We'll have a roll first, since that's how we did it last time.
Okay.
36.
Oh, no. 34.
Can I attempt, I don't know that it would make a difference. Basically, a bluff check to try to assist him in some fashion?
Yes, you can basically try to distract her for the next round. And essentially, since he lost both of the initial rounds, the last round just has the potential of you guys ended up with a draw. Basically, if he wins that round, you guys draw and nothing happens. If he wins, you guys draw and nothing happens. And if he loses, then you lose.
Okay. Then, yeah, I will attempt a bluff check to distract her to help him on the final round.
Okay.
So will that be an eight another, or?
Yep, that's basically going to, we'll call it a complex eight another, in which she is actually going to give her a minus two.
Oh, okay.
Stupid mouse is working again. 1 second.
And what exactly does Sparkle do to do that?
It's going to be probably just effectively looking like Sparkle's going to act like she's really nervous about the fact that Ket is losing, and like just be like talking fast and like trying to like, you know, give encouragement in some fashion and be like having almost like a little freak out, and hopefully to like distract her a bit with like either being smug or worried about the possibility that this will turn violent to not pay as much attention to Kat.
Okay, roll it.
That is unimpressive, so I'm going to use my bluff reroll.
Okay.
Luckily, that is just a, I don't know, random.
Oh.
Jeez, really? Oh. Uh-huh. I'm going to use always a natural. I've got all the rerolls.
She first rolled a 28, then a 27.
Yes.
Or a 4 and a 3 on the dice.
3, respectively. All right, there we go. That'll be a 34.
And there you go.
Okay.
Better.
Let's see. You got a 34. Yep, that'll do it. She gives Sparkle a couple of like sideways glances, which throw her off a little bit. All right, so the last part of the test, or not test, but the thing, this will determine whether the game gets scrapped or The assistant gets a new mommy.
Whether the assistant gets scrapped.
Oh, he's not going to get scrapped.
She's not going to scrap that thing. She's going to treasure it forever.
I will hug him and pet him.
And call him George.
So this is going to be insight. Basically, what this says is this is the last round of the game, and there aren't that many cards that could be in their hands. So this last check is, that insight check is, what do I have? What has already been played? What is the other person likely to play? Judging the cards that are probably in their hands, plus whatever is still left to be drawn.
All right.
Anything else you're throwing into this prior to the roll?
I've got nothing else.
All right. So insight. Roll it.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Boo.
The action point?
Did you use an action point?
Do you have an action point?
I don't know. I do not have an action point. Like I used it like right away in the last in the combat.
Oh, yep.
So the cards get laid down, and basically her expression doesn't change from her like playing expression, but it's like she's looking at Ket like kind of like she's expecting him to make another move in the game, but it's pretty clear that it's just like she's just watching to see what he does.
2 out of 3?
Yeah. Ket's just kind of dumbfounded.
So does do you need to like switch something, or do I have to like put like lightning rocks inside it to get it to work, or
he's pretty self-sustaining, just he can do his own maintenance. Be gentle. Don't subject him to too much rigors.
Oh, don't worry. I try to avoid fights whenever possible. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out pretty well for me so far. Mm.
Be a good boy.
You send him over?
Yep, send him over.
Okay. He walks over to her side of the table and then turns around and just, you know, keeps his ocular receptors on you.
She's your companion now. Go with her. Do as she says. Be good.
Aww. Do you have a buyer in mind already?
I'm going to have a meeting soon.
How about this? I will come to the meeting with you to make sure you don't get killed, because I think there's an incredibly likely chance that you will be, even with, she like gestures and like looks at all the bodyguards, that muscle.
How do I know you're not going to stab me? Now I have two things you want.
I think Brandis can probably make another one of those, and I figure at least I think that you're more likely to get killed than to get paid off of this, and I'm hoping that maybe we can make some goodwill, and if nothing else, then I can at least maybe follow, you know, figure out who else is interested in it and move on with my plans from there. As far as I'm concerned, you didn't do anything wrong, so I have no intention to harm you.
I really don't see how that helps me. If these guys recognize you as someone they don't like, then the deal falls through. If you decide that you don't like the way things go, what, you're going to have your sword guy here throw a wrench into things?
The way it benefits you is that I think that the likelihood is that whoever's coming to pick this up is going to come with very heavy weaponry, and that you might not like the outcome.
I mean, that's possible, but I've got precautions.
Okay. Well, then it's, I wish you good luck.
Well, thanks. And good luck to you guys trying to get into that death fortress.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I'll turn, lean in, like, to whisper to Randis. It's like, is there a distance on that thing? Can you monitor it?
Yeah, there's pretty limited proximity. It's pretty much hers now.
You did set the self-destruct sequence, right?
Oh. You set the automatic return as soon as she falls asleep, right?
No.
You did tell it to grab the rune and run as soon as she fell asleep, right?
And if not, why not?
But, like, can it send you information? Can you scry on it?
Not once I relinquish control.
Well, this has been a disaster.
Yeah. I don't know. Would it be... Could it be a subject of sending?
Sure.
Hmm. I could, you know... Do sendings.
Would it be able to communicate back to you?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard. If she takes it with her, which I assume she would, we might still be able to find out where this meat is going down.
I suppose.
And there's nothing that will prevent us from following her.
No, except for that she's clearly pretty observant. And she has 6 bodyguards. And most of you aren't good at following people and not being incredibly obvious. So, you know, besides that.
I'm guessing this has, like, moved away from the table now.
Yeah.
You're not, like, just openly discussing this with everybody in front of her.
Yeah.
So, if we were going to stab you in the back, where do you think would be the best place to do that?
Well, certainly in the back.
Between the 17th and the 18th.
Right.
Possibilities. I mean, I still want to check in with Techyaddle regardless. I guess we're no worse than we were this morning in that we're worse than that we're out one little robot. But all right. We can work this. I think I'm going to check in with Techyaddle. And I don't know, you guys try to, well, I guess you guys should come with me because I got jumped on the way out by Black Barbs. And then we can maybe try sending the assistant at intervals to see if we can find out where this meet is taking place and supervise it. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should all shuffle out, with the sad Hulk music playing.
Goodbye, assistant.
You guys leave the bar, and for as long as possible, the assistant's little ocular sensors stay on Randis until he's out of sight.
The slow motion black and white flashback of Randis and assistant laughing and building
the
something.
Assistant hands him
something
a screwdriver.
Explodes, and they both laugh. Clacking his little fingers together while Randis dances. Clack, clack, clack. Poor friend. He's a master of the castanets.
Poor friend of the show, John, who likes to cosplay Randis.
Yes. I know. Now he's going to have to get himself
a... Now he's going to have to cosplay a girl. He's not getting rid of that assistant.
Don't worry, we'll get you a flying yak or something. It'll be fine.
Yep.
So, as we're walking out of the bar, what is the plan? Are we just, are we going to go for the rune, or are we just going to go for the sewer?
I'm still not giving up on the rune. I think there's a possibility if we can get the assistant to tell us where she's going, where we can get the rune that way.
I think it may be time for a show of force, to be honest.
Is there a inn or anything across the street from the tavern?
Nope. Just houses.
I'm not going to just mug her. No, I have no problem stealing from whatever guild people she sells it to.
What is our ultimate goal here?
To get Lek out of the tower.
Yes.
And to prevent catastrophe on what promises to be an interplanar scale.
Yes. And to potentially blow up Coil headquarters.
Maybe. That's pretty low on the priorities, honestly.
And to save the world again.
If we were willing to sacrifice Warden Duthane's faithful companion, why would we not be willing to simply take the rune from her?
Because we don't know that she has it on her, so just attacking her
didn't
is
she
not going
bring
to help.
It out when we made the bet?
Nope.
No.
And I didn't say just attack her. Once again, Warden Duthane can contact his assistant.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is we can use the assistant to find where the rune is and where this meat is going down and get it that way. But I'm not going to just beat her up for it.
Maybe she never had the rune in the first place and her bluff is really that good.
Well, you saw the rolls. Her bluff really is that good.
It really is.
I'm willing to follow her. I just asked if there was an inn so we could kind of keep an eye out.
No, but this place is full of gross alleys.
Eladrin disguised as a human here.
So you assume that you are like
still not willing to go into a gross alley.
Oh, okay, all right. I get what you're saying. Okay. It's like fight dragons, jump into transdimensional portals, no problem.
Yeah,
gross alley.
Gross alleys with spiders. Blind no.
Rock.
Yes, exactly. Well, maybe we should just wait in the alley.
Yeah, I mean, I could go back into the bar in disguise and monitor the situation in all likelihood. See who she talks to, if she goes out back door, if she goes upstairs.
And at least one of us out here could keep a lookout for Coil.
Mm-hmm.
Tanks yep. rolling down the street.
Or Cessfire tanks. All right. I think that's probably the best play for now. We can at least try that for a short amount of time.
Can't give her your hat.
Step into an alley so I'm out of view.
Okay.
Pull off the hat and hand it over to Sparkle.
Orm gives Kit the stocking cap and handkerchief.
Put it on, be relatively generic human that looks like they could be living in this part of town.
Okay.
Go back in the bar.
Okay. What do the rest of you do?
I'm a different person. I'm going to also go in the bar and separate.
I guess I'll hide in the alley.
I guess I'll hide in the alley too.
Okay. Let me get appropriately modified bluff checks from the two people going back into the alley.
Sure thing. Oh, wait. Going back into the alley.
Oh, sorry. Going back into the bar is what I meant.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, and I get a plus +5 to my bluff check because of the hat?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to be a 42.
Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't go back in.
Yeah. What?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to roll that a bunch more times.
At least the first one was the best.
31.
Yay! Nice.
That's not bad. Okay, so you guys walk back into the bar. The most interesting thing that had happened today apparently was that game, so people seem actually a lot more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
She is essentially holding a, like, she's holding a dagger that's sheathed, so she's holding it by the sheath, and she's like basically holding it sideways, and the assistant is clamped onto the dagger, and she's just kind of like moving it up and down, and the assistant is just kind of like holding onto it, like she's like playing with it or like testing it or something.
Nice. Well, I will get myself a drink or some food and basically stake her out.
Okay. Meanwhile, in the alley, essentially, this neighborhood is really poorly built. Or rather, at some point it was probably well built, but then a lot of like additional stuff was done. So a lot of the streets have houses crammed in them, so they essentially turn into these circuitous alleys. So the alley that you guys are in is actually, although you guys walked for a while, it's actually not that far away from where you guys had your fight.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
And right around where you would suspect, you know, wind velocity being what it is, that you did have your fight, you see a lot more lights now.
Mm. Like, what kind of lights? Like mob torch lights?
Nope, like maybe more light torch lights.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, actually, go ahead and, God, what would this be?
Nature?
No. Sure, everybody give me a streetwise check.
Oh, yippee.
Why would you say that?
You guys
Why?
Are all good at that, right?
Seemed like the most likely.
Well, I don't suck at it, but
I kind of do, especially
two
when...
Two fails in a row. Nat
wow.
one and nat one.
Oh, boy. That's Steven
They're
and I.
They're here to make you a pie and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Let's see what I got. Booyaka! Wow. That's a different kind of crit, ladles and jelly spoons.
That's
oh,
absurd.
My gosh. What the heck?
So, Wharton Duthane and Master Rivendorn are staring at their shoes. What do I
yeah.
see?
So... Okay, so that 20 is good enough for you to find a good vantage point to see that essentially off over there where you had that fight, there are a bunch of Salamander's Coil guys, including one moderately sized locust tank. You can, from your excellent vantage point, you can see a guy who's holding up what you would imagine is some sort of wand that lights up weirdly. And he's like waving it, not like he's casting something, but holding it so that the long part is facing his face. And he's kind of like waving it back and forward over one of the fires and then looking at it intently and then bringing it back over the fire. There's a couple of guys doing that around the street. Some of them have like little prisms too that they're kind of pointing at things and then looking at. Also, that 20 allows you to basically Batman style jump down and tackle Randus and Orym as they almost wander into the light, trying to find a place to hide.
Excellent. These are all things yep. that Sakaar shall do. Stylish manner. Yep. Down.
Yep, you guys find yourselves in a slightly different alley. At which point, the alley that you were about to walk down on is like a gate to it is open, and a bunch of cold guys like file down it.
Oh, this is not good.
No, silence.
Back at the bar, nothing really.
Everything is fine.
Yep.
Sweet.
Everything's, yeah, totally fine here. We're all fine. How are you?
Do you guys do anything while you're in there, basically, because the situation hasn't changed in the bar?
No. Drink and be upset.
Yeah.
Okay. Ket feels a claw tapping him on the shoulder.
Look at it.
Yep. Well, you can't see anything. It's invisible. But basically, something's trying to get your attention from your backpack.
What's going on?
So, aside from exactly how things went down, it probably would give you a lot of clout to promote a gambler like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these guys are nice. Your friends are nice. They're nice people. But regardless of how it shakes down, you should probably still extend an invitation.
All right.
It doesn't have to be now. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It can't be now.
I know. I'm just saying. You're the right boss.
No, when I have a chance, I will. But now, without the hat, she's not going to have a clue who I am.
Okay.
is Ket talking in Infernal when he talks to a guy?
Supernal, like, I believe. Or? You do see Ket, like, kind of talking, basically, you know, holding his hand in front of his face and whispering. But it seems pretty innocuous for a guy that looks pretty depressed anyway. Like, he might not even have it at his, like, he's just like, you know, like resting his face on his hand and talking.
Sure.
But you know what to look for. So, yeah, you can tell that Ket's talking to his backpack.
Like, kind of nod at him and like, what's up?
Was it just give her a quick gesture? Says not worry about it.
Okay.
She'll nod.
All right. So, what do you guys do in the alley?
How many of them are there?
I don't know. Maybe 20.
Can we twinkle toes it back into the bar?
Sure. Yeah, you, as long as you can, like, move away from them without any problems. If you wanted to get closer, then we'd have to start calling for stealth checks. Mm-hmm. But
I'm actually very good at stealth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he's got a power that can use his Arcana instead.
Yep.
That's good.
But yes, I think maybe we should go back into the bar and alert our friends that...
In this case, yes, discretion is the better part of valor.
That it may be time to hightail it. And might be also in our best interest to give a heads up to... What's her face?
Can we do that without blowing their cover?
I don't think it matters at this point.
Okay.
Why don't you guys give me an insight check?
Oh, okay. I was going to ask a question, but I'll do this first.
Okay.
All of us?
Let's try better.
Yeah, everybody
than
in the alley.
Last time. That's better than last time. 30.
22.
Okay.
27.
We'll say that it makes a lot of sense to Randus, definitely by far. Like, these guys are obviously taking readings. The reason why these guys are here is because some kind of major fight involving a lot of arcane crap went down. and they are trying to figure out what exactly that was. Chances are these guys aren't here looking for Ulatl. They're actually here looking for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Does Orm know what those gems are that they're using?
No, but you can guess. They're probably some sort of thing that reacts to certain energies.
Okay. Yeah, let's...
I mean, Orm's methodology is different, but there's definitely... Like, it's a bunch of guys throwing arcana checks to figure out what happened here.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yep.
We shall return to the inside.
Okay.
In a sneaky fashion.
Crap.
You guys walk back into the bar, and the guy who is at the table with Ulatl, like, just straight up stands up.
Hello.
And mean mugs you guys pretty hard.
Not here for you.
I return his unpleasant look in an unpleasant fashion.
I saunter up to the bar to these two strangers that I've never met before in my life.
Okay, barkeep. Give me a bluff check.
Barkeep. Oh.
Sparkle audibly sighs.
Is there any kind of back door here?
I said, didn't I say we separated as soon as we
Yeah,
but actually, she walked up to you to ask you what was going on.
She gave him a signal. Yep. Yeah.
17.
So, okay. So we'll say that Orym walks up to Little Sparkle and orders a drink.
Sparkle just hisses like, what?
There are a bunch of coil people outside looking for us.
Okay. Time to get out of here then.
Agreed.
She'll like give a little nod to Ket and then start. Is there a back door to this place?
It looks like there is. You might have to go through the kitchen.
Okay. Then I'm going to see about going through the back door.
Okay. You start heading over there and the bartender is like, where are you going? That's the kitchen.
Just need to get out of here. Need some air.
Okay. Do the rest of you just follow down?
No, Orym waits a casual amount of time, drinks his drink, and then follows.
Okay.
Out the back.
Orym probably waits like a whole second and a half, downs his drink.
No, it's a little bit longer than that.
Walks casually, not with a 17 bluff check.
Oh, okay.
Walks the whole way around a single tape, and then walks out.
Awesome.
Should we follow Sakaar?
I think we should.
Okay.
I'm not going to bother with a bluff check. I'm just going to walk.
Oh, sure. Well, you guys weren't necessarily trying to...
All right.
...be sneaky about anything. So, yeah, you guys just... basically, Little Sparkle walks through. There's a guy. There's, like, a minotaur, like, at the grill. As she walks in, and he's like, what are you doing here?
Just passing through, sorry.
Safety inspection. Pay no mind.
You, like, as you guys walk through, like, a spatula comes very close to your head.
Intentionally?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Sakaar, just let it go. Let it go, yes.
Follow through shortly after.
Like, does Sakaar actually let it go? Like,
yes.
Okay.
This time.
Does Sakaar do that? Two fingers to his eyes and then point at the cook.
You have no idea how lucky you are that I am in a hurry.
A ladle flies at you.
I deflect it and run out the back door.
Okay.
What time of day is it at this point?
Your mother's a jacket.
It's evening.
Great. Then Little Sparkle is going to pull a candle out of her bag, and I'm going to use one of those sweet magic items that we got for exactly this situation, the enshrouding candle.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Which
nice.
Will allow the rest of you to be invisible so long as you hang out near Sparkle.
Okay. Eventually, Ket and Orym make their way outside. There, when the door closes behind him, there is literally a cleaver sticking out of it.
What's wrong with the cook? He seemed very angry and upset.
I don't think we were supposed to be in the kitchen.
Ah. Yes. All right. I'm going to make you guys invisible and we're going to get out of here.
All right.
Excellent.
She'll light her candle.
Okay.
Bloop.
Well, you guys don't feel invisible, but you do see that the candle's light is like very clear. Like there's exactly this much is lit by the candle. Uh-huh. It also doesn't really seem to flicker. It's very steady.
Hmm.
We're going to still want to give them a wide berth. If they're looking for us, they might recognize this as a magical. So.
Yes, they are checking for magic, so.
Okay. And we'll try to just get out of here.
Wait, who's checking for magic?
the coil over there.
Yeah. Okay.
Where we had to fight.
Yeah.
They're looking for us specifically.
Great.
Okay. Surprised I'll take the, oh, go ahead.
I'm surprised that they got wind of this so quickly in Black Barb's territory.
It's so definitely for you, this is very telling that they will respond this quickly and that they're this far into Barb territory. Like
they're just on ridiculously high alert.
Yep.
Something.
Also, you guys did go to a bar, discuss something for like a good 30 minutes, then play a game with like multiple turns. So, you know, I mean, it's not like they
time.
Got. Yeah, it's not like they got there in seconds.
Sure,
there was enough time
still.
For somebody to say, hey, is that a giant sentient fire walking around across that district? Maybe we should call this in.
Fair.
Is that a weird fire person monster shouting, Oogar? And a smaller snake
guys,
made out
just,
of fire?
Use death. Ignore people. I'm going to try to lead the party in the opposite direction of where the coil operatives are.
Okay, give me a streetwise check.
Absolutely. 26. Do I have, like, would this count as a different encounter for the purposes of always a natural?
Well, oh, things
Sam,
have already...
Roll a bluff check and let's see if Rodrigo falls for it.
Thanks. Things have already gone pretty bad for you guys, so I'm going to go ahead and say no, because I'm a huge jerk.
Saw that coming.
Yep.
Ouch.
Oh, you guys know me so well. But nothing comes of it. You successfully get away from the coil.
But now, where do we go?
I mean, we could go back to Teach's place. We could go to see Techiatl, because that's still a lead for possibly some information. Hmm. We're going to want to... I mean, I don't know, really messed up on this one.
We need to find a safe spot so we can do ascending and see
okay.
if
Agreed.
She's moved.
So, your friend?
Yeah, though he's in a little further district away. We can go back to Murder Town. We can go actually to Little Delta. We can go back to the Teach's place that's close.
Can we do it without encountering them?
Yeah, it seems possible. Seems likely.
Okay.
All right. Well, you guys travel for a little while. And eventually you make it out of Rivergate and shortly find yourselves back in that beautiful land of really disgruntled looking minotaurs, Little Delta, where the glares are free.
And plentiful, I'm sure.
And plentiful. Where the streets are paved in glares.
Right. Well, it'll probably just lead us back to the same place.
Okay. You go up the stairs from the outside and walk back into Teach's place. He's in there mixing some poultices. And he looks up. Again, this big kind of black and brown minotaur, long dreads. Looks up at you guys. Oh, you're back. And... probably didn't do too well, judging from the expressions.
Not our finest work.
Well, as long as you kept your head down, you should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, we managed to get out before the coil, I think, found us by tracking the fiery scorch marks we left when we got into a scruffle with the black barbs.
Ah, well, that is... not what I had in mind by keeping your head down, but I'm glad to see you're all okay.
They started it.
That's fine.
Mind if we send a sending from here?
Go ahead. I have some circles already laid out if you want to use them.
Oh, great. Thanks.
And he walks over to a table and then moves it, and there's like this like weird circle like painted on the ground.
She'll like nod to Orym.
Yep, hold on just a second. With sending, does the response have to be immediate?
Yes.
Okay.
How much time has actually passed since we lost the game?
We'll say a good hour and a half between scoping and hiding in alleys and then walking over here. Okay. Anybody who's getting in on this can go ahead and roll the appropriate check, which is Arcana, I believe.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
That's fine. As long as it's more than 10, you're good.
Yeah, as long as it's not a nat 1, we're good.
Oh, speaking of which.
Well done. It's because your assistant isn't taking your calls.
Just so distraught.
I will.
You abandoned me!
Nope. I'll let you play this, Brian. Well, you know, how does Randus screw this up? Like, you know, this is a good opportunity for you to play a dramatic if you want.
As he starts setting up the Bunsen burners in the requisite places, he just kind of just fumbles and doesn't have one in the right spot and doesn't light at the right time, and basically his hands are shaking and he just fails to get it going.
Would you like me to try?
Is anybody other than Randa's going to be able to understand?
Oh, probably not.
Right. Yeah. I can try again, see if I can get it.
Sure. Gather your wits about you, Warden Duthane. We understand.
All right. So, readjust, relight the burners, get the proper fuel mixture in there. And that's not a 1.
There you go. What is your message?
Let's see.
Beep, boop, beep.
I miss you. I'm so sorry.
Are you okay? Where are you? How are you? Stay safe. What's happening? I'm really sorry. Be good. Pretty much just that.
Okay. So you send it.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear back. You know, a lot of clicks and whirs, but mm-hmm. it's a set of coordinates.
All right. I'll map it out.
You know roughly where it would be if you knew the city. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you can probably go over and find it, but you don't know what's there.
So, a little sparkle would be on that direction, about whatever distance.
What do I think?
Let's see. You would guess from the distance that that is somewhere in Dragonfly.
Fancy. She's moved. Or at least it's moved. That's Dragonfly. It's a lot nicer district.
How long does it take to get over there?
I don't know. How long would it take to get from where we are to Dragonfly?
Probably no more than 2 hours if you're walking.
I mean, is there like a trolley we could take from?
Is there a cab or something?
There might be now, but it certainly doesn't go out of this district.
That's okay. For sure. Yeah, we could get back because we were pretty close to what's it called? Where did we come in? Where the train came in the first place. And we could probably hop a shuttle from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say we should try to do that.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The Dragonfly is a interesting place. I actually used to live very close to there. It's interesting. I mean, it's not Quail Run, which is why I'm guessing that if she's got a meet, it's there. There's rumors that New Alcohol 5 is based out of there. So, I mean, I guess maybe they have the resources to do this, but it seems unlikely. I want to get you guys some nicer clothes, actually. It's just a fancy place.
Just take off my jumpsuit?
Yeah, take off my jumpsuit, too.
Yeah, that'll do.
I think we'll.
Yeah.
Good points.
Well, I probably have some.
You certainly have some.
Does anyone have an iron?
Yep.
Assistant, I...
Too soon. Speaking of too soon, I think we're going to have to leave this week.
On that terrible joke.
On that terrible joke. Everyone can stew for a week at Boremortal on Twitter. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.